If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
So we've got a very intriguing clip, right? I came across it this morning, and we decided not to let Khomotso listen to it because we wanted a reaction on air. Because this particular clip is actually ridiculous, but Khomotso is going to love it. Sensei.
Oh, you don't tell your wife or your girlfriend your troubles. Talk to a trusted brother, talk to a counselor, a business coach. Do not share your downtimes with your woman. Always be the rock. If you make her a rock or assume a masculine role at all, at any level in your relationship, that's the beginning of the end of the relationship. Thank me later.
Ma'am.
Thoughts, ludicrous.
Please. Why?
Isn't that crazy?
Madness.
Isn't that crazy?
Because if you are going to assume that your partner,
right,
will judge you for downtimes, because somewhat in some ridiculous part of the earth, women think that men have got it together 24/7.
So the funny thing is that, you know, just last week I was thinking about these influencers who are on social media, who will advise you about how to spend money,
yeah,
how to buy a property, how to take care of your health, how to do this and that. I always say, who are you?
Yeah.
Do you have proof? Where's your woman? Where are your children? Where is your money? And this guy to come basically on a social platform and yeah, tell people, do not listen to your partner. Does he even know that some of us don't even get along with our siblings, with our brothers?
Yes.
Or some of our brothers are jealous of our achievements.
Absolutely.
But on the flip side, at the same time, you will find women when they are involved in a fight. No muntu akha. I don't want jealous when I learn to sugar. Aha. Aha. Hold on. You guys use that against us.
Yeah.
Some of you use it against us. And yeah,
you
are using my mother's car. Huh? You're saying this at the funeral.
But I'm going to say this, right? And I hate
not all women
advice
are like that, right?
Yeah, I hate giving advice. But this is the one thing I can say. When you do choose a partner, I hope and I pray it's not a partner who will throw things at your face, because I also have my downtimes. And I mean, ngiyakhala shem. I will cry. I'll even screenshot my bank account.
At some point.
The one thing I hate is that auto gonna, o driver kolo eso. How do you think you are? Udula ko plating eso. I would shudder if that was my partner.
At some point, part of me want to agree with the guy. So sometimes you don't need to tell
them. I don't agree with them.
Sometimes you don't have to tell them everything.
Who's them?
Your partner.
Your partner.
Okay. Oh, your partner.
How many?
I depend on who.
All right, I'm select.
So yeah, that's the question, ladies. What do you make of this clip? You know, is it okay if your man has issues, he doesn't discuss them with you? And on the flip side, we're asking guys the same thing. Would you be happy if your woman had problems, she decides then not to discuss them with you and discuss them with her friends, and then her friends know your business?
Can imagine, your house is on fire. You don't know, but the whole world knows. Everybody around you knows that your house is on fire, except you, because you can't be vulnerable with your partner.
And how do you hide the fact that you're sick from your partner? You know?
Huh?
And if they come back to you and mock you about you told them, then you're not with the right person.
Absolutely.
You're not with the right person.
Absolutely.
So apparently this topic that we have is got a lot of people, blood, she's boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Blood is boiling on Kaya 959 this Friday afternoon. This man on social media saying, no, fam, guys, when you have issues, when you have problems, never discuss them with your woman. We've got a caller. Is it Mpo? Kitab.
Itumeleng.
Be happy. Itumeleng.
Hi, Lenovo.
How are you, Itu?
Teddy Bear. I got a cool
hope. You're a miss. Hey, Khomotso. Jealousy makes you nasty. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Ah, sharp. We can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, put us kumbanga ke botan.
Kera
wafosa. Why?
Best friend ya ha ke monna ha.
But that's exactly what I said. Didn't I say so?
You did indeed. And Uchilo Shabaro Osokola ka connection. I see we've dropped her. But you said exactly that. You really, really did.
All right, let's go to...
I think our phone lines are dead. I mean,
yeah.
We killed our phone lines. The ladies are calling. Where do you see them do that? They did. They dead, fam.
Are they dead?
Yeah. When okay. they do that, it's called...
Okay,
called.
Let's do voice notes again. Thank you for that dead.
What I feel about this topic is that women forget that men are human first before they are anything. I mean, really, we can't expect them to be behaving like still Robocop, robot, uncontrolled. No, they also have got feelings. They are human beings at the end of the day. So you know what? These women that are throwing back everything at their men's faces, they're really emotionally immature. They yep. just need to grow up.
I mean, what's on my world? I mean, what's on my world? That's trending on my world.
Aha. Who do I invoice?
I was saying. I think we do have another caller on
okay.
that.
Oh, we've got another caller. Okay. Kikabu. Kikabu, ne?
Yo.
Kabu Mukhatla.
Yes, Benzidovich.
Kabu Mukhatla Mulefe.
Yes, how's it?
I'm good, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You don't have to greet Skumba and Khomotso. You don't have to greet them.
No, let me address Skumba. Andile Jali is not there. He's 34. No. It can't be youngster. I mean, look at Pirates. We are signing the 17-year-old.
Bravo.
Yes.
Azang it youngster. I mean, youngster. Azang it youngster. I lay yakole. But he is still fit enough to play soccer. And who are we to say he's old?
No, you said he's still young.
Okay, who are we to say he's old?
No, I need to now we follow football. He's still young. Is 34 his real age or football age?
Okay. That's another discussion for another day.
Shabajam. I think when it comes to the relationship or the marriage, ideally everything has to be transparent. But you have to study your partner, ne?
Okay.
Yeah, you can't be transparent to somebody who doesn't have trust. And when it comes to Mjola, I think you can't be open on anything because you are on a sort of a steady face. But yeah. when you are married, then you really have to be transparent. Because if you're not transparent, you're like having a bomb in the house that is waiting to explode.
But what if you're not married but you've been dating this person for 5-6 years?
Yeah, but you can't be open about everything. Then you're going to have a serious story. What if the guy? You see, you can stay with somebody for 10 years, but you still not be an ideal partner in terms of marriage. Well,
but you can still marry someone for 20 years and realize that they are not an ideal partner.
Stop dating people you don't like.
Okay, we're saying we're not gonna tell your Mjolo partner everything.
Sure.
And then you get married and then like, mama, like, njengoba ngishadile. This is. I'm suffering from this.
Imagine,
and this.
It's so
this
unfair.
It's unfair.
Exactly.
It's unfair. Everybody must know what they're signing in for. Everybody must be comfortable with the partner that they have. If you look at your partner, you're like, "Who long yegging him chile?"
And at the same time, when you are angry, please don't throw that back to me.
Absolutely.
Because I was open enough to tell you with my mail. I have this and this.
Absolutely.
I'm broke. I'm acting rich.
Yeah.
1543, Kaya 959. It's a Friday afternoon. Good to have you on the show. Hello.
I'm also involved with a person like that, and it's tiring for your person to act strong and not, you know, tell you which kwenzakalani in his life, you know. Even now, we are fighting because he kept a big secret that his dad is in hospital and he didn't tell me, and that really affected our relationship because he's someone that can't communicate important things to me. So guys, it's not nice. I think it's better for partners to really communicate whatever that is eating you up, especially guys, whatever that is eating you up, talk to your partner. You know, I would say butlo to saka ing at the end of the day.
Hey, leave a comment, WhatsApp
0636880959.
Do grudges have an expiry date? Like the grudge expires on the 25th of January in 2026. That's the question we'll be asking you in the next hour. So something to think about. And we're getting some reactions. What's trending in your world? And this time we're talking about a man who basically is not talking about just a girlfriend, but a wife. Like there's some things that he says you should not discuss with your wife.
Sure.
We've got Sean San on the line. Yeah, Sean San.
Nendo.
Muhari kaka mera mboroma.
Kuna wanga chaupuka na chau aza bane washa.
Ndao yanduna, ndao yanduna, bamsanda. Where are you calling from? So that people know you're not calling from Limpopo. People from Limpopo go to Sandton. Where are you calling from?
Sandton.
Ah, vendors are in Sandton as well. Thank you very much. Nda, we are here. We have arrived. You were against
us. You
used to be against us. We are here.
Yeah, and I don't know what Kumba laughing at because we've arrived.
Yeah, Mr. Migwe. So what's your take on our topic, sir?
Greetings to everyone in the studio.
Don't worry about them. Don't worry about
my take. My take is that you know, there's something I hate. It's when people think that whatever is happening to their relationship or their marriage, it's also happening into other people.
Yes, sir.
That I hate so very, very much, because each and every relationship or marriage has its own dynamics.
Yes.
And now, if someone is going to come out and say what they've said because they've experienced what they've experienced with their partner, and they think that everyone experiences the same thing, it's very wrong. And if there's no trust in your relationship and there's no communication, once you lack those two pillars, you don't have a relationship.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's like someone having a bad perception about you, Glenn, and then you want to influence me.
Yes.
That, you know, Glenn is like, I haven't experienced that. You experienced that. So
yes.
Keep it to yourself and let me experience what I have to experience for myself.
Thank you, Kotsi Mohuru. Thank you so much for the support and the love.
Hey guys, it's like you're talking to me. Like I'm in a same situation. Like he went home during Easter weekend. He never come back. When I call him, he tells me that he's broke. He's gonna explain it to me when he sees me. Like I just, you know, I just kept quiet, and then like I don't know what to say, and then I ended up like ending things. I think I did end things, because though he never responded afterwards, because I felt like maybe he don't see me like I'm qualifying to handle all his issues and problems.
I mean, I'm a hard man. Just imagine somewhere like a doctor on a cholesterol. The weekend sang vela nge black la pasagati how cholesterol uwelo de pie cholesterol ay geglong sang vela nge nyama yenhloko cha cholesterol ne nyama yenhloko ay ey labadlaba sometimes ay eish
mina bengizana nomunye umuntu whereby she was forcing me to share everything with her, but she shared nothing with me because she do things with her family nizwe sekuthiwa hay sisendaweni so, but I wasn't told. But she didn't want secrets to be kept for her. So I just felt in most cases it was a one-way relationship. So hey, yama relationship le.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.